gotcha.
There you go.
How are we doing?
Good. I was wondering if you were guys were still around.
We're still here. So far, so good.
Yeah.
Ended up about the same as we were last year, I think. Right. We were within like $7,000 of... Yeah. So, again, not breaking any records, but...
Yeah. I finished the year up 11% myself.
Nice.
Yeah, not bad. Nice. I mean, for a long time, I was up around 20%. You know, and then the Christmas season, the first part of the Christmas season wasn't good. But then it finished strong. But
sure.
Finishing strong wasn't enough to overcome the slow finish.
Right.
So it was okay.
It seemed like the last 10 days.
Yep.
We're busy. I mean, the first part of December was, I mean, we had some things already in, like an engagement ring that was about $30,000 or something stupid. And so, I mean, it all worked its way out. But we, throughout the year, we did more early than we did for Christmas. I mean, we did, it's just, I don't know, it's all over the place. And now, you know, you're probably feeling on the percentage of loosed naturals because so many the markets are flooded with lab growns.
Market share definitely went down on naturals. But on the other side of that now, we are already past the peak and we're coming back down again now. So we're seeing natural diamonds making a comeback now. It's been, you know, last 2-3 years, it's been moving in one direction, and I think it actually crested in 2025, and now it's starting to come back around again. And I think that trend will continue because, you know, the natural diamonds are lower priced now than they've been, and people are. I consider it my own personal feeling on that is the divorce rate is not good. I mean, it's like over 50%. You know, with it over 50%, it means that as people invested in lab-grown diamonds, and especially if they bought them, you know, 3, 4, 5 years ago when the prices were less than, you know, natural diamonds, but they weren't anywhere near like they are now, I think those people are seeing now that when they go through a divorce and their settlements being made and stuff like that, whatever they paid, $2,000, $3,000, $5,000, $10,000 for in a lab grown diamond is now worth, you know, the scrap gold. That's it.
Right.
You know, so it's that effect, I think, is changing the way people are looking at the lab grown diamonds for engagement rings. It's still part of the cycle. It's still younger people are still doing those primarily because this is their first time around and stuff. But people who are, you know, let's say, you know, 30-plus that are getting married maybe for a second time, a lot of those are going back to natural diamonds.
I hadn't looked at gold today. It was,
it's
knew
down.
On the 30th, at 30th it hit 5,100, and yesterday it was 49, it's 4,803 today. Well, that's a little off, but at Kitco, but unbelievable. I'm not buying Jack. I'm still selling more of other people's stuff. And we're still right where we were last year. And I sold probably twice as much consignment as I did the previous year.
So I
don't know. It is what it is. But when I can get stuff and...
The last year, I've been kicking myself. I wanted to buy silver because silver has been moving. So no. So about a week ago, I says, you know what, I'm going to pull the trigger. I'm going to buy a lot, just fun money. I keep a few $1,000s laying around in here. So I call up my buddy who owns a store in Massachusetts, and I says, Stu, you want to sell me some I'd like the 1-ounce bars. And he says, how many do you want? I says, I just send me 20 of them. And he says, I'll sell them to you for spot. I said, okay, cool. The spot, it was like $115. That 12 hours later, it dropped like a rock. It went from 115 to like 82. Now it's down to 75 or something like that. And
they keep speculating whether it'll go 200, but
I still think it'll go to 2. But so it's long term. I think it's okay. But right. I'm so glad I was just dabbling with some fun money rather than anything serious, because I would have been so angry. My $2,200 that I spent is now worth $700 less. So it was like, what the hell? So yeah. I'm taking responsibility.
It's better off to go to the casino, isn't it?
I'm blaming myself for the collapse of the silver market. Because almost every day for the last year, I kept saying, well, I got to buy some. And when I finally do it, 12 hours later.
Yeah.
Think of that in percentages of a year's time. 12 hours later is less than like 0.3%. I picked the one day where it fucked me over more than any place else. It just taught me a lesson. I am not somebody to dabble in the metal market. I'm done.
Yeah, I'm not a good gambler either, so no, I'm just like, no, either no, way, no. It's kind of like...
Fortunately, I think it's still going to go to 200, so I'll get, you know, my money and a profit back out of it eventually. But at this point, it's just like, it's such a small amount compared to what, you know, my investment portfolio. But I just laugh about, how the hell did I time it that badly? I mean, if I waited one more day,
mm-hmm.
I would have had, you know, but it literally was 12 hours. When the silver market opened up, this was, I think, on Thursday night I was talking to him. He shifted out on Friday. By Friday night, you know, the market was closing. It was still where it was. By Saturday morning, the international market, the U.S. market was down. I looked at the thing and I said, what the hell? It's down to 82 in one overnight?
Wow.
That can't be right. I must be reading this thing wrong. You know? No, I was right.
That's crazy. We have, you may or may not have heard of the Silver Town here in Winchester, which they sold the mint part, but Leon, who's passed now, started out with a freaking cigar box collecting coins, basically.
Right.
And it was multi-million. So the coin vault.
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever seen it on TV, there's two younger men, Tyler, and anyway, it's not QVC, it's all coins, but the coin vault, it's on TV, and you buy coins, and but that's here in Winchester. They have their own production and everything as far as studio. Now, they're not making, but there is a mint here that are making coins and things like that, but...
Right.
So you can, you know, they were buying back in the day a 5-gallon bucket a day of gold scrap. Gallon bucket a day. And I guess I've never really been, I could have toured or whatever, but the one kid remembers playing in the basement of this guy's house, and there were several buckets with multicolored things in it. They didn't know what they were, beads or whatever. Well, they were freaking, they were like, they, whenever they got rubies and emeralds, they all just put them in buckets and they were laying around everywhere. I mean, it's just like, oh my gosh. But yeah, so people come here to go to Silvertown to sell their scrap, and I'm like, you know, they're not really, I mean, when I say I was paying, or when I was selling it, was getting like, say, 119 a penny weight, they were getting like, they were giving like 50 or 60.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm like, you know, if people want to wait and you want to really scrap it, you know, but they actually, Silvertown was sending people to us because of our consignment. I think that's why it grew so fast. That they didn't want to, you know, they thought they could get more, and obviously they can.
Yeah.
If it's a piece of jewelry, I tell people, it's worth more as a piece of jewelry than it is scrap, because you're going to lose half the weight, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. But,
the only good that's come out of this, you know, with the silver dropping on the day that I bought it, is that it gives me a funny story to tell. Because... it's only a few hundred dollars. It's not like it's $100,000 or something like that that I lost. It's
That's crazy.
You know, it's like $700 I lost.
So if you did the Yeah. Have you did the Bitcoin and all that? Or?
No. I don't. It's so out of character for me to see. To me, Bitcoin is like a chain letter. You know, it's basically currency that's backed by talk. That's it.
Right.
There's no government behind it.
There's no handshake. There's nothing.
No, there's nothing. Like, there's only, like, I say this thing is worth $100, and you agree with me it's $100, then it's worth $100. Okay? But until you get enough people who agree that it's $100, it's not real. And that's what this Bitcoin is. And you see these multi-billionaires and everything. They get into it. They get a hustle going on it, and then they get out of it. And all these people are left holding the bag on something that ain't worth shit. You know, so it's something that, for me, smoke and mirrors ain't going to get me going. I still believe in the silver that it's going to, you know, and if I had been smarter about it, I probably would have waited a little bit longer because the trend was there. It was a readable trend. The problem with it was nobody was buying it. You know, the places that buy the stuff, the refineries and stuff, stopped. They put a pause on it. Which I knew was happening, but I thought it would only be a temporary thing and it wouldn't affect it that much. But apparently, when all of a sudden everybody stops buying it, then it does have an impact. And that was predictable, but I didn't read the cards right, so I paid a few $100 price on it. But it's not the weirder thing. But I would never do Bitcoin, any of that stuff. That's just too smoke and mirrors for me.
I had a buddy that had it was a storefront / they did some manufacturing, but they did more closeout stuff, DDI, Diamond Designs, Inc., in Akron. They've since closed, and he's retired, and he swears that because of his Bitcoin, he had millions, and so he sold what he could, you know, all the store and this and that and the other, the remaining inventory, and he retired. And he's probably I'm 56, I'll be 57 this year, and I think he was probably 55 or 56, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to retire. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, so I don't know.
I'm sure people made money.
I haven't talked to him for a while, but.
But I'm sure there's a lot more people who lost money on it than made money on it because, you know, it's a pool, basically. I get a kick watching these things, like, on Facebook. You'll see something on there where somebody will say that, you know, some guy who's supposedly some, you know, televised guru about investing, he says, we gave this tip to, you know, people on our website, you know, last week, and this stock went from 20 cents to, you know, $4, you know, so people made, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars on it. You know, it doesn't matter what it is. It's word of mouth, and you get enough people to jump on it, you skew the numbers anyways. If all of a sudden you take a 20 cent stock and you got, you know, 10,000 people investing in it, it's going to jump. And it makes it look like they're these smart people. All they do is have to put it out there. If they got enough of a following, it changes. The problem with it is that it'll quickly fall back again. Too. So you got to get in and then get out quick, but get out before everybody else gets out.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just too much smoke and mirrors, too much risk, not enough reward.
Hey, I got a live one coming in.
All right.
Good talking with you, brother. I thought I'm going to grab it while I can because
– right.
Yeah, I haven't talked to you for a while, so.
Anything
now
you need?
I know I harass you about silver next time I talk to you.
When it gets back up over 115, then you can harass me.
I'll call you. Hey, look at you.
You're a goddamn genius.
See you, man.
See you, bye. Later.